Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relies on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
I see you on the other side where it's all right. If tonight is the last night.
After 11 p.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie here on After Hours. Hopefully everybody had a pleasant Lugie evening as we had a very busy sports day as Knicks game one Wednesday night. The anticipation continues to build. Odell Beckham Jr. is back with the Giants. A.J. Brown is now a member of the Patriots. Myles Garrett is now a member of the Rams. The Mets are out in Seattle to start a West Coast trip, their final West Coast trip of the year. And the Yankees, after scoring 13 runs in an inning, one that lasted about 45 minutes, they are off, but they get set for a series, which could be a postseason preview with the Cleveland Guardians. So a very busy day in sports, a very busy week in sports as the Knicks take center stage. But as always, the NFL is in the cycle. They don't always want to be kept out of that, that's for sure. They want to be talked about. And they are being talked about today and will be continue to be talked about because we do have a lot of anticipation this year for the Giants. Not so much for the Jets, but the Jets have some intrigue, but the Giants are the one that's going to be under the microscope here, and they've certainly have found their way into the headlines over the last couple days or so, but there's going to be a lot of attention on them throughout the year, that's for sure. And when you add a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., it's only going to be more eyeballs because he is a polarizing figure. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Mo?
What's up? First, I have a name for you.
What do you got?
Tom the Bomb.
Tom the Bomb. I like that. I don't really go by Tom anymore, but I do appreciate the rhyming there. So Tom is the Bomb or Tom the Bomb. I like it. I'm going to try to incorporate with the nicknames my last name and maybe other iterations of my first name, whether it's Thomas, whether it's Tom. And I appreciate, Mo, the audience participation in this. That warms the cockles of my heart. So at any point, if you, Mo, or anyone else in the audience wants to throw some nicknames my way, I always appreciate it. I love the fan interaction because it means you're into it. You're listening to the show and you enjoy not just the sports, but all the other stuff that we do here.
Hope you remember that name, first of all. Second of all, before I get to sports, what happened with Ask Tommy Anything?
Yeah, okay, so the deal with that one, and what Mo is referring to, we did a segment here on After Hours where we took about an hour or so once a week, and we did an Ask Tommy Anything, which gave the audience an opportunity to ask me anything they wanted. The deal with that, Mo, is once the sports scene around here started to heat up and the baseball started and obviously this Nick playoff run and the NFL draft, we have to be a little bit more sports heavy. Once things slow down a little bit in the summer, I will bring back Ask Tommy Anything and some new exciting features on the show once we have a little bit more open nights, all-star break, things of that nature. So don't worry, Mo, we will. And at any point, you can ask me anything you want, but the segment itself, Mo, will be brought back once the sports calendar slows down. I did too, but it's just not, it doesn't fit right now, but it will, I think, when things are a little quieter in the summer.
Respectable about our Knicks. You have them at five. How do you have the layout of them winning?
You know what? I haven't thought about that, but I could see lose game one, win four straight.
You know, I have it six. They're going to split, sweep at home, then 1-1. Win at home.
And you said you had them winning in six, right?
That's a
popular one. I've heard that a lot, Knicks in six. And by the way, that would... Mine would be, I'm sure a lot of people are hearing my prediction and hoping for it to be in six, because anybody that gets a chance to go to the game or be in New York City or just be anywhere near the Garden, for the Knicks to clinch it at home, Mo, would be obviously extra special.
2026, Knicks in six, let's go Knicks.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Knicks in 26, which I've been telling you from literally the start of the season, it's Knicks in 26. But Knicks in 26 while winning the NBA Finals in six, I'm not going to argue with that. Don't tempt me with a good time. That rolls off the tongue, and I have no problem being wrong here, because if the Knicks win in six, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I said five, but if it's six, great. You'll hear a no biggie out of me. The Spurs fans will crow for about 24 hours, and then the Knicks will take their rightful place as NBA champions. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sean in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Loogie, how we doing, man?
What's happening?
I'm doing right. So you mentioned something about the Nickelodeon stuff, that it was actually also Figure It Out. Basically, you have to do, like, the panel would have to guess, like, the kids' talents, and then they would have, like, the certain secret slime action. If someone does it or something, the panel gets slimed completely.
Yeah, a couple people on Twitter hit me up about that show as well, Figure It Out. They would drop the slime, and you're right, they did do that. And then there was that other show, that Canadian show, where it's you don't see this on television. You can't do that on television, which was, I think, the originator of the slime. But, Sean, when I was thinking about it in my brain, the show on Nickelodeon, it was Double Dare that I was trying to remember the name of. So, but you're right, that show as well had slime incorporated into it.
Yeah, they tried to do both Double Dare 2000 was like the revive, and they did the same with Figure It Out. They tried to do a revive.
Double Dare that people are telling me was in the 2000s, but the show I'm thinking of was in the 90s. I thought was Double Dare not around? I thought it was around in the 90s. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, they did there was one called a spinoff, I think, Double Dare 2000. I know that was in the U.S. on, like, Nickelodeon sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. There was a Double Dare 2000 that aired in 2000. The Double Dare I'm thinking of is Family Double Dare, I guess, that aired in 1988, but more specifically to my time period, 1990 through 93.
I'll definitely have to research that, like, tomorrow when I have time, and then I'll probably tweet it to you about it.
Yep, absolutely. Take a look at that.
Okay, so now let's talk some Yankees, because I definitely want to bring that up, and then I'll bring up the Giants and after that in a second,
because
I just want to bring up the Yankees. So
no problem.
So the home stretch, I'm very curious about, because this has like playoff postseason feels to it.
Yep, absolutely.
They have faced them before. I think they faced them off earlier when it was in Cleveland, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but this could be...
That doesn't ring a bell. You would know a little bit better than me. I don't think they played Cleveland this year. I think this is their first meeting. I think they play them again next week in Cleveland. Those are early start times.
Yeah, they do, actually.
So I think this is the first meeting with the Guardians, and then they have their second meeting with them in Cleveland next week.
Oh, okay. So, they got the Cleveland Guardians, so this is going to be interesting. Definitely going to play carefully especially with Jose Ramirez, because that dude is like a beast.
Oh, future Hall of Famer, one of the most underappreciated superstars of his generation, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that's going to be curious with how that goes. Pitching will definitely have to be on their feet, same for the defense as well. So definitely we'll see how that goes. And then something about the Giants, you mentioned about Odell. There was another signing, actually, Juju.
Yep, Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
Yep, and Braxton Berrios. They added actually three wide receivers. Now, Berrios is going to be more about special teams than Smith-Schuster and obviously Odell. But, yeah, the Giants were quite busy today in bringing in wide receivers.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting. And then hearing about Russell, he had an offer from the Jets.
Yeah, it was either Jets or television, and he took television, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, like, you're at that age. You're like, yeah. I mean, I get that. I mean, like, if you want to do, like, the analyst, it's like, do what Brady's doing. I mean, it's no big deal in that. No biggie.
Yeah, no, it's a great gig, and it sure as heck beats being on the Jets, that's for sure. And Russell Wilson always seemed kind of destined for television. We know he wants to be a star, obviously, as a celebrity wife, and Russell Wilson wants to be in the celebrity eye and go to sporting events and be famous. I think Russell Wilson truly enjoys being famous, and this is a way to keep yourself in the limelight, in the public eye, and to remain famous, and that is to be on television and talking about football. That's a great gig to have. And that's exactly what Russell Wilson is going to have going forward here. So I got no issue with that. Now, I did predict he would sign with the Jets in the offseason, so it would have been cool to have been right. But at the end of the day, as Antro Roll would say, television is a great gig. And Russell, the whole reason Russell Wilson wanted to come to New York, not that I think he needed it as a stepping stone, but I think in the back of his mind, he wants to be a star and be a star on television. And what better place to do it than when you're here in New York? And if he would have had a successful season with the Giants, it would have only propelled his star even further. We all know that didn't happen, and he can't play anymore, clearly, because he doesn't even want to go on the Jets and be a backup and still be in the league. He opted for television. I'm never going to get over them signing Russell Wilson. They had Jameis, the Giants. They had Jameis Winston on the roster already. Jameis is way better than Russell Wilson. I don't understand the thought process in that. I don't, to this day, and never will, understand what Joe Shane was thinking as a Joe Shane supporter. And clearly the Giants support him as well, as they gave him a contract extension. The Russell Wilson thing, because it was clear that he was done. We know why Russ would want to sign with the Giants. But I don't understand why the Giants had mutual interests. I don't understand why on their end they were wanting to bring him in. If you needed a vet to start a couple of games before the rookie quarterback was ready, you had Jameis Winston already. And Jameis Winston at this stage, not overall career, but at this stage of their careers, which is now over for Russ, Jameis Winston's better. I'll never understand that one. I'll never wrap my brain around that one. I'm sure there is an answer. I'll talk to Tiki about it. If he doesn't know the answer, then he could pass Joe Shane a note during study hall, and he can get me that answer, because I'd like to know. Because I'm sure Joe Shane's in a great place right now. He just signed an extension. He's got a home here with the Giants. I just want to know that answer. I really do, because I don't get it on any level when you already have Jameis Winston in the building, why you would need to bring in another veteran quarterback. You thought Russell Wilson was going to lead you to the playoffs? I get what he did with Pittsburgh, but that's culture. Giants didn't have that, and you're trying to insert Russell Wilson into that? Now they'll have it. They'll have it with Harbaugh, and of course they have the quarterback as well. But when you are the Steelers and you're Mike Tomlin, they can insert anybody there, and they make the playoffs at quarterback. And how about Aaron Rodgers coming back with McCarthy? I don't think we got into that, but I guess stranger things have happened, and we just saw the finale of Stranger Things. And speaking of finales, the finale to Euphoria, everybody is dumping on. I've told you this now, you know, Sydney Sweeney's my girl, and her performance this year has certainly garnered a lot of headlines. I can't wait to watch this season. I haven't yet. I'm a binge watcher when it comes to television. I try my best to avoid spoilers. I know that Sydney Sweeney has been involved in a lot of scenes that I'm going to enjoy. That's about it as far as spoilers. I don't know what has happened this season, other than the fact that I heard the first episode sucked and the finale sucked. That's it. I don't know anything about this season, but now that it's over, I get an opportunity to sit down and just go through all the episodes one after one after one after the other. And that's the way I like to take in television. You know, it's one thing, a rerun here and there, fine. But if I'm watching a show, a series, I like to watch it all at once. It doesn't have to be the entire series. I shouldn't say that. But an entire season. And I do my best, because it's hard these days to avoid spoilers. Especially when we work with a guy like Tony Gallo. I mean, Anthony Gallo, who's just talks and talks and talks. If he knows the outcome of a TV show, he's going to spoil it for you. I mean, he's here. He hosts a radio show every day. He hosts a radio show once a week on the air and then hosts a radio show every day off the air in the newsroom. Mr. Tony Gallo, who we love, does a great job here on the air and digital. But if he knows what happened, he'll just spoil it. That's for sure. But I've been able to avoid all spoilers for Euphoria, except the fact that people have been crushing the finale. And they said it sucked. I even heard, I think it was the Post that had an article, that compared it to the series finale of Game of Thrones, which was awful. The final season was terrible of Game of Thrones. And this is coming from somebody who had Game of Thrones as a top, or has, as a top five show of all time for me. It's top five all-time favorite show for me, Game of Thrones. But the final season stunk. The finale stunk. And then Stranger Things, which is not a top five show for me, but top 10, I also thought the final season was not very good. Not very good at all. So we'll see. I like Euphoria. I don't put it in the top five or top 10, but I do like it a lot, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And really, I'm going in it with the expectations of, hey, the finale is going to stink. So it's low expectations, so it might be able to, you know, exceed those, that low bar of expectations. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Let's go to John in Babylon. What's up, John?
Yes, sir, Tommy.
Hey.
Is there any chance that Charles Oakley will be allowed at the game?
I don't see it happening. I don't. And listen, Charles, you know, he's been saying some stuff about his former teammates and things of that nature, so he's not exactly doing his part to, I guess, build a kind of an olive branch here. I just don't see it happening. I know there's a lot of Knicks fans that want to see Charles there. They love Charles as far as what he did on a basketball court. And obviously, it was a messy divorce for sure here with the Garden and ownership and the Knicks. And that's unfortunate. And look, and there are, I think, faults on both sides. But I it would be nice, but I don't see any fences being mended in the next couple of days. So I wouldn't hold my breath seeing Oak at the Garden for this series.
I'm not holding my breath.
It's more of a figure of speech. I'm not suggesting you actually hold your breath because that's highly dangerous.
Okay.
But I'm just, it's more of a figure. It's more something you say, John. You say, it's just something you say to people. We say, don't hold your breath on something, which what means is that it's not happening.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you, Uncle Lewis? Is that it? I felt like that was it. Okay. Look, I understand that there are people that want Oakley. And like I said, Oakley, and I love Charles. I love him as a basketball player. But he does continue to say things about his former teammates, which I'm sure doesn't put him back in the good graces of Madison Square Garden. It's not going to help his cause. And whether he's in the right or he feels he's in the right, it doesn't matter because it's ultimately a Garden decision. And look, they will bring back all... I kind of put the cart before the horse there. Let me rephrase that. They bring back all these former players, and then they throw the word legend around a little bit too loosely, but that's okay. Some of the guys they call Nick legends. I'm sure they would have a chuckle about it, too. They'd be like, really? That's part of this run is you get the fans, you get the Nick alum, which the Garden is great at bringing all these alum back. I know a lot of people want to see Oakley there, but there are fences that need to be mended, and it's not going to be mended in 2 days. It's not going to be mended in 7 days. It's going to take time to heal those wounds. Hopefully one day it does. For everybody's sake, there's no reason to hold grudges in life. There's no reason to let things in the past, and that goes for Oakley and his former teammates. You know, it breaks me up inside to think that he there's some ill will against for him and Patrick and these sort of things. There's no need for that. Life is too short for things of that nature. So hopefully, and it doesn't matter who's in the wrong, everybody's in the wrong, just find a way to make things better and to mend those fences. Don't think it's going to happen anytime soon or during this run, that's for sure, but down the line it would be nice. Because there are a lot of Knicks fans that want to see Oakley home, which is Madison Square Garden, because we see all these alum for these playoff games. And we know the there's guys that didn't contribute nearly as much as Charles Oakley did on the basketball court that are there. But also they have a much better relationship with ownership, of course. So that's where it's on Charles at some point to, like I said, make amends with former teammates and with ownership. If he's unwilling to do that, then no, I don't see a scenario where we see him at MSG. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to James in Brooklyn. What's up, James?
Yeah, hi. Do you think Jalen Brunson would ever go to the Nets if they paid him $100 million a year?
No. No.
Why not?
Because he wouldn't. He has
a lot of money.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money with the Knicks. He has a home here with the Knicks. He's not going to go to the Nets. The Nets have their own problems, but yeah, Jalen Brunson is not going there. What if they offered him? Well, let me ask you this: what if they offered him $1 billion? Do you think he would go there?
Yes.
No.
Sure.
No. The answer is no. He would not. He would not. Jalen Brunson took a hometown discount. He's not going to take a hometown discount next time around. He is a Knick. He is a Knick for life. He is about to be Knick royalty. If he wins a championship, on my list, I have him top three. If he wins a championship, he will pass Patrick Ewing. And I got into a fight with a caller last night because he struck me as a 90s Knick fan. And there are those that are out there. And I don't mean, like, we obviously were all fans of 90s Knicks. I just talked about Oak. I just talked about Patrick. The first athlete that I ever revered and idolized was Patrick Ewing. He was my favorite athlete growing up. And I love the 90s as far as a Knick fan. All the NBC, the Round Ball Rock, all the trips to the playoffs. But there are people that are just specifically 90s Knicks fans, and they can't let that era of basketball go as far as comparing other generations to that. And the teams that have followed, and I know a lot of them have stunk, but this one doesn't stink. This is a great team that has an opportunity to do something that those 90s Knicks teams didn't do, and that's win a championship. Patrick Ewing is an all-time great. He was great offensively, but also great defensively. That being said, if Brunson wins a championship, he's going to pass Patrick. And this is coming from as big a Patrick Ewing fan as you're going to find. And Patrick oftentimes is disrespected around here, around these parts. So maybe not as much lately, but certainly in his day. Brunson wins a chip. He's three on that list for me. And he would pass Patrick. That's how important this is. That's how monumental this would be. That's how much this means for legacy for Jalen. And hear my words. I'm saying Nick. It's not necessarily better player. Alex Rodriguez is a, are you sitting down? Way better baseball player than Derek Jeter. A-Rod was not a better Yankee. There's a difference. Same thing. I think Patrick Ewing, better all-around player because he was great defensively. Jalen is not. But as far as a Knick, you win a championship, you turn this franchise around, you're going to the Hall of Fame, which is where he's headed at this rate. I know we're talking about Hall of Famers when you get to the final guys here on the Knick list, or the top guys, I should say. But it's that championship that separates you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
a lot.
And that's important, trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast, it's quick. The setup was so easy, it took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, final half hour for Alshon Tran comes your way at midnight, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Let's do a little fan focus here. This fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. I'm stoked that the Giants are reuniting with Odell Beckham Jr. It's something that I've been talking about for months, the idea of Odell finishing his career where it started. Look, I'm not expecting Odell to be the Odell of his prime. I'm not expecting Odell to have 500, 600 yards receiving. But what I am expecting, and one of the big reasons why I wanted him on this team, is I think Odell can be a presence in that locker room, specifically in the wide receiver room. He can help tutor Malik Nabers, show him the ropes of being a special talent at wide receiver in the big city. Hey, I made these mistakes. Now this is something you can learn from because I've been there before. And I've dealt with this market and I've dealt with being a wide receiver, a stud wide receiver in New York. He's also been on a team coached by Harbaugh. He has a friendship with Jackson Dart. So I think he can add a lot as a leader at this stage of his career in that locker room. And then, of course, as the fans, as a fan myself and my fellow Giant fans, the vibes are just tremendous. You know, an opportunity for Odell to end his career with the Giants, the place where it started, to say goodbye, to come back now as a matured Super Bowl champion, a guy that ultimately ended up having a really good career and can finish it off with the Giants. I think that's awesome. Not every player gets that opportunity. Not everybody gets a second chance with the team that drafted him. Odell, and credit the Giants and Harbaugh for this, not everybody gets that second chance. But Odell, he's gotten that shot. So I'm stoked. And I know a lot of fans out there are stoked as well. So it's great to have him back. I don't think there will be any issues. I think he's going to be great. I think he is humbled and honored and so appreciative of this opportunity and this second opportunity to be a Giant and finish his career with the Giants. So I think you're going to get a great version of Odell and a leader in Odell. So if you have some bad memories of him, I would wash that away because I think he's going to be great for this team. For whatever he can contribute on the field, which I'm not expecting much, although he's better than Hyatt and he's better than Slayton, even at this point in his tenure in the NFL. Even having missing years here and being an older player and having major injuries throughout his career, I still would take him over Jalen Hyatt, that's for sure. But as a veteran presence, as a vibes guy, I'm all for it. I've been all for it. So I was very excited to hear the news today that OBJ is back with the Giants. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call here on The Fan. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Loogie. Hey, Loogie, listen, you probably saw my call on the screen. I saw it was the topic was Odell Beckham, and you probably did a great segue there, but I'm going to highly disappoint you. But let me just say,
I had a sneaky suspicion you were going to, though, Ray, and that's one of the reasons why I gave that viewpoint, because I'm like, I don't know Ray's opinion on this, but my lean is he is going to be opposite of how I feel. So my senses there, my spidey senses, I feel like we're accurate.
Well, Lugie, you're a smart guy, right? I don't have to tell you that. So you know there are plenty of reasons to oppose this. But let me just say
yes, there is there's another side of the coin here that I think is a fair side. So if you represent that, Ray, I would appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring it up in detail. But listen, being that I'm a man of laundry first over player, right, or organization first, Charles Oakley, he can kiss, not literally kiss my ass because I wouldn't want that, but you know what I mean. Because ever since the guy, you know, left the Knicks, and I used to love him. Like I said, I'm 40-ish too. I'm about your age.
Oh, yeah.
It would take. So I loved those Knicks. He was one of my favorite Knicks of all time, him, Mason Ewing, you know, Starks or whatever. But over the years, this guy has done nothing but take, you know, shot after shot.
Yeah, he's still doing it, too. He's still doing it.
And, you know, it's just dumb. He's an idiot. He looks like an idiot every time he speaks, except for the time that he kind of put Jalen Brunson in the same sentence as Jordan in terms of clutch. That's the smartest thing he said since I don't know when. But so this clown, right, him and Derek Harper, who I also loved in his short tenure, you know, Derek Harper and Charles Oakley get together. They dine together. You can find it on YouTube and everything. To kill Patrick Ewing as selfish and everything else. Derek Harper wanted more shots. Dude, you were like 35. You had a good, you know, he had a good signing, but he only averaged 17 points. Like, this guy got the nerve. You know, not only Charles Oakley, but Derek Harper, they both hate Ewing and get together to do it. He's got the nerve to think that he should have been a go-to guy in the Knicks. Like, just get lost.
Yeah, it's dumb. And we've talked about this before, Ray, whether it's silly beefs. When you're a grown-up, it's time to squash those beefs. These guys are too, you know what I mean? They're too far, you know, they're getting older. At some point, just bury the hatchet. And if it takes Oakley to do it or it takes Patrick to do it, it's just nonsense. It's just stupid. You know, at some point, like I said, just make bygones be bygones, bury all the bad feelings, and just move on. You know, life is too short to hold these kind of beefs. And it would be nice to get these guys back at the Garden. It would be nice for them to stop bashing Patrick Ewing. I don't care who's at fault. I don't care if one person thinks he's right or the other person thinks he's right. Enough already. And just stop with the childness nonsense.
Yeah, listen, Lukey, he's a loser. Patrick dragged those bum-ass players to two NBA finals and would, like I said, probably would have won that second one if he played, because he had Marcus Camby and Kurt Thomas. They had a great big front line. But anyway, moving on to the next loser, Odell Beckham Jr. Listen, this guy, he was a black eye for the organization. He embarrassed the organization with that little Wayne thing. He completely crapped all over the greatest player in the history of the franchise, Eli Manning, a guy who, mind you, he called washed in front of the world, and yet Beckham, when he left, he was with a younger Baker Mayfield and was a complete cancer again. Him and his father were taking shots at Baker. They started like 3-7, Lugie, that year, and they won 7 of their last 8 to make the playoffs. Did they play Kansas City in the first round? I know they only lost by like a score.
Yeah, was it the Steelers? I thought it might have been the Steelers they played in the playoffs.
Okay, but they won 7 of 8 when he got hurt, and him and his father were no longer heard from. This guy's a cancer. We started out 0-5, 3 straight seasons with him, and then he thinks he's the greatest gift. You know, there's never been anybody more overrated than this guy. And listen, you talk about A-Rod and being disingenuous. This guy is so disingenuous. He's not humble. I'm sure he goes home off the camera and he still thinks he's God's gift, but he realizes that he sucks now. And so he has to just eat it. And here's the other thing. Malik Nabers, and I love, you know, obviously I'm over the moon for having the coach that we have, but I'm disappointed in this move. He's probably just looking out for him so he can get a final paycheck. Fine. I hope we never see him in the regular season on the field. I hope that he doesn't get an opportunity to throw the bug, so to speak, in the ear of Jackson Dart and Malik Nabers, because he's nothing but poison. And look, Malik Nabers already pissed me off a couple of years ago because he did nothing. And this guy, the only time that he did make me happy when he spoke was when he threw Brian Daboll's bum ass under the bus. But, like, this guy and his big nose never shut up. He was dropping big passes. The last thing that he needs is Odell Beckham Jr. in this locker room. And listen, like I said, I have all the confidence in the world that we have the quote-unquote adult in the room.
Right.
He'll be able to manage all
Correct.
Of this. But
right.
I will say, and the people, hold on, lastly, Tommy, the people who were killing Harbaugh, you know, about, like, this guy, the rookie Carter, you know, going off about Jackson.
Oh, yeah, the stuff
with
Trump.
He hasn't even got an opportunity. He hasn't even got an opportunity to be in that room with all these guys. So get lost. And secondly, they're just Lamar Jackson ass kissers who can't handle the fact that Lamar Jackson is the biggest choke artist in the history of the sport, has more picks than touchdowns, and that's not Harbaugh's fault. But anyway, I love the Giants. I hope this goes well. I can't stand Odell Beckham Jr. and Charles Oakley, and I appreciate the time, and I gave you the passion like I always do.
Yeah, right, and you laid that out throughout the call. I like that you had to stamp that at the end, but I think you made it pretty clear how you feel about both individuals. We talked about Oak, now let's talk about Beckham, because I let you have your point there, and you bring up good ones with the Giants, you bring up good ones with the Browns, but I need to remind you that he was amazing and a totally different guy in that run with the Rams, where he was so reliable, he was great, not the explosive player that he was with the Giants, but of course injuries played a part in that. But he was so reliable, so clutch, so good for the Rams. He was amazing in that Super Bowl before he got hurt. He was on his way to winning the MVP. He won a ring. He, in my opinion, Odell has rehabbed his image through the years. And I know the Odell that you're talking about, I think that Odell is either gone or has been so humbled that you're not going to see that Odell anymore. I get it. Well, people don't change. You can't teach a dog new tricks or old dog new tricks. He's the same guy he was. I'm telling you, that'll rear its ugly head. I just think when you're in a situation where you're practically, I don't want to use the word necessarily begging, but you're really trying to get back into the NFL and get back with the Giants, and they give you that grace, and it's Harbaugh, a guy who's coached Beckham in Baltimore. So Beckham knows the deal that Harbaugh is no nonsense and a taskmaster. He's got to put up with any kind of crap, especially with his young quarterback or his young wide receiver one, as far as Beckham influencing them in the wrong way. You got leadership in this locker room. Jameis Winston has stepped up as a leader. I think the Giants went a long way into squashing whatever, and I thought it was a total, like, nobody was at fault. It was everybody that has reasons to make it a big deal, made the Carter and Dart Trump situation a big deal when it's not. You know, Jackson Dart didn't do anything wrong, and neither did Abdul Carter. And they both told you that on Friday in terms of, hey, this is where I'm coming from. I was cool with it before it. I'm cool with it now. I'm cool with Beckham being there because, and you brought up his name a lot, and I will continue to bring it up as well. Harbaugh. Harbaugh is a culture builder. I trust him. I trust his decision making, and I trust him to weed out any kind of nonsense if it's there and to nip things in the bud. I'm sure he was at the forefront of getting these guys in front of a microphone and getting these guys to talk about it in a meeting, although Carter wasn't at the meeting, but the players amongst themselves, and then I'm sure Abdul, when he showed up the next day, he talked about it with Dart. And they talked about it beforehand. So all good. But the Beckham that's coming back here to the Giants, I believe, is a changed man and or a guy that is so humbled and so happy and just gracious to the point of towards the organization for giving and Harbaugh for giving him this second chance that he's not going to act the way he used to do. And if he does, he's out of here. Low risk, he'll be gone. I think it's nothing but positives with Beckham. And if there are negatives, he'll be shipped out of here. And the Giants will cut ties with him. And that would really be a bad look for Odell. Because you were given the... No one else was going to give you this chance. The Giants did. And if it's for him to tip the cap a couple times in preseason and retire as a Giant, then great. If that's what he wanted, if that's what the Giants... Or that's all the Giants were willing to give him, great. That's great. And a couple of fans that go to these preseason games can see Odell for one more time in a Giant uniform. And you could tell your kids, this guy, you know, he's older now. He's not the same player, but in his day, he was so exciting. I don't see the harm in it. I really don't. And if it becomes a problem, then you have to cut that problem out quickly. And you will, because it's not like he's a great player anymore. So you look the other way if he's a problem. He's not that guy anymore, not even close. So if he ends up being an issue, see ya. It's an easy situation to divorce from. It's an easy situation to break off from because he's not a great wide receiver anymore. So you don't look the other way when he causes problems. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We got a few more minutes, one more segment to go. I see a couple of people up here. We'll get to you. Knicks, all that stuff.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
In the six, you wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my.
1148. Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Here on After Hours, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll be back tomorrow with After Hours. That will be following a Yankee postgame. Of course, the game itself and then postgame. I'll be on the air with you again for a few more hours previewing game one of the NBA Finals. And then Wednesday night, the time for talking is over. At least the time for previewing it is over. I will have you after Yankee postgame once again, and in all likelihood, before the game one against the Spurs wraps up. So it'll be a little bit of a live watch party reacting to it. And then, of course, once the game is over, your calls until 2 a.m., and I'm sure there's going to be a ton of reaction. And I expect, as I've said, the Knicks to win this series in five. The Spurs, as far as their inexperience, will come back to bite them. They will have their time in this league. Wemby will be the face of this league. I expect multiple championships from San Antonio, but this is not the way it goes with young teams. You don't just, in your first crack at it, win a championship. And I think the way they celebrated on Saturday tells you all you need to know. They were crying, especially Wemby. That was their championship. Coming back from 3-2, knocking off the Thunder, a team they're going to see in the Western Conference Finals for years and years and years to come. The Spurs planted their flag and said, hey, going to the finals through the West, is the road is through San Antonio from here going forward. They planted their flag. That meant a lot to them. That was their championship. The Knicks come in more experienced, where losing is not an option. This might be their best chance at this. Health-wise, the role that they're on, they may not get another opportunity, this group. Their window's a lot shorter and smaller than the Spurs, who their star players, the big three there, when you look at Wemby, Castle, Harper, it's 23 and under. So the experience totally favors the Knicks. I think the depth also favors the Knicks. I think they have more ways to beat you. I think they have a lot of guys they could throw at Wemby. Mentally, the Spurs to transition from what they just did to OKC a couple days later to then have to face the red-hot Knicks under the brightest of lights on the biggest of stages. Ratings, I think, for this series will be the highest in history as far as the finals. When you consider the market of New York, when you consider the drought that they have been on, the Knicks, as far as winning a championship, and when you look at Wemby, who is a major draw, the ratings are going to be through the roof. And there's so many people that tune in to hate on the Knicks as well. So it's just going to be a lot of eyeballs on this one. And I think the Spurs, with their immaturity and their youth, the Knicks can break them mentally and get them to, in some ways, quit like the other teams they've faced. Because you know what? In the back of your mind, it's human nature. You're like, oh, you know what? We'll win one next year. We have Wemby. We have all these young, talented players around us. We're building something special here. We're ahead of schedule. The Knicks are catching the Spurs at the perfect time. And that's why I think this series will be over quickly. A lot of people think, oh, 6 or 7. I see it going 5, and the Knicks win that. So start to get ready for the parade. I'll see you out there. Let's head out to North Jersey. It's Adrian on the Fan. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Tommy?
Great, great, great.
Love
good to hear from you. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
Spurs fan from North Jersey.
Very nice.
So I grew up watching Tim Duncan, Thumb of the organization, in 2003.
Of course, yeah.
Absolute first class organization.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Spurs are a brand. They're a team, whether it's Duncan, whether it's Robinson, whether it's Kawhi Leonard. You know, they've had different variations, but they have had one thing in common, obviously Popovich, championships. They're a brand, and they're going to win more with this group. I just don't think it's going to be this year.
Well, that's where we agree to disagree. So I'm in North Jersey. Been a Spurs fan for over 20 years. It's a blessing. I love seeing the Knicks in the finals. It feels very wholesome. Just the new era of Spurs basketball, it seems like a torch is being passed down.
Yeah, look, I again, and I appreciate the call. Actually, you could hang on, Adrian. I thought we had another call up there. I wanted to make sure I squeezed both in. Yeah, I think the Spurs are going to be the face of the league, and Wemby's going to be the face of the league for years and years to come. You should be excited. You have a lot of talent, a lot of athleticism. But the Knicks, this is, to me, do or die, and I just think they're going to be the more desperate team in this finals. Like, there's no – losing is not an option for this group. They've worked their way up this ladder time and time and time again. It's their time, or it may never be their time, where the Spurs will have their moment in the sun for a decade plus. The Knicks, this is do or die.
Absolutely. I've been listening to your show for the past few hours. That's the Ekman. That's what you've been saying.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. What a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
Yeah, Adrian, I think it's going to be, I think a lot of people are going to be so intrigued by this series. There was already Thunder fatigue. There was SGA fatigue. The fact that they got bounced, and you have Wemby, who's a likable superstar. You have a young Spurs team that there is no fatigue yet. They're ahead of schedule. And then you have a franchise in the Knicks, which have a lot of haters. But the players themselves, this brand of basketball, the grit, the guts, the heart that this team puts forth night in and night out, that's a team you could cheer for if you're not a Knicks fan and you're not a Knicks hater. You can hit your wagon to them. And Brunson being the undersized, overachieving star player, the king of New York, that's a team and a player that you could hit your wagon to. So it's a likable series from that perspective as far as the teams that are in it. And you are dealing with history. You know, it's a team that in the Knicks that have an opportunity to break a 50-plus year drought. It's a rematch of 27 years ago, if you were alive and remember that, like I was. It's personal. I know the names and faces have changed, but the name on the front of the jersey hasn't. And I would like some payback, that's for sure. And the Knicks have a golden opportunity to get payback and give us as fans that were around for that the opportunity to get our lick back. And more importantly, win a championship. And have a parade the likes this city has never seen before. That's how special it's going to be. I've been asked that question a lot through the years. What will be the biggest parade in this town across the four major sports? And I always go back to the Knicks. Because of the drought, because it is the team that unifies this city. It is New York City's team. They play right in the middle of the greatest city in the world. And the parade would take place in June. The weather is going to be great. Which brings out not only the diehard fans, generations of Knicks fans who have waited patiently for this day, but also the casuals and the bandwagon people that are just going to be like, you know what? Nobody throws a party like New York City. It's going to be an event, and that's really also part of the Knicks as well. It's an event. The ticket prices are so high because it's going to be an event, not just the finals game, but the place to be. Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena in the history of arenas. The Knicks back in the finals. Wemby, all that stuff. It's going to be one big party there, and then the night they clinch, it's going to be an even bigger party, and then the parade will be the party of parties. The one you want to attend. And then, of course, there'll be some after hours, which is going to be amazing. Not only the show, but after hours after the party, people are going to be... They're not going home after the parade, I promise you. This city is essentially surrounded by bars. So it's going to be a party all night long, all weekend long. Everybody's going to be wilding out for a very long time celebrating it. Because it could be once in a lifetime. And for a lot of us out there who haven't seen a Knicks championship, it is the first time in our lifetime that we'll get to experience it. So we're going to make it count. That's for sure. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to all the callers, all the listeners out there. My thanks to Alex Azarm. I have no idea where Paul Rosenberg is. He's apparently the glue, except he can't show up to work on a very, very busy and important night here for After Hours. Al Cintron comes your way, and next, he will take you through the overnight. And then I have you back tomorrow night after Yankees postgame on After Hours. We have plenty of Knicks talk. We have plenty of baseball, Mets, Yankees back in action. The football, of course, as Odell Beckham Jr. has reunited with the Giants. So a myriad of topics that we will cover. Headline by the Knicks back in the finals when we will be 24 hours away at that point. We'll talk to you tomorrow on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.